Carolyn Sherlock from the Boat Galley. If you're going to the Annapolis Sailboat Show, October 5th to 9th, 2017, be sure to stop by and see me in booth M5. On the show map, it'll be listed as Lynn Pardee's booth, and yep, she'll be there too, as well as several others. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to meet everybody.
Boat Radio is brought to you by BooneRidge.com, the home of adventure.
You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. No amp ogres. Dave and I both believe that living aboard a boat shouldn't be a case of, don't do that, it uses electricity. Neither one of us wants to be the amp ogre, always saying what we can or can't do. And neither one of us wants to be limited either. This is where we live, after all. Our philosophy with Catal, and now with Barefoot Gal, is to set the boat up so that while we may not live lavishly, we aren't grumbling about not having power for something that's important to either one of us. So how do we do it? It's basically four steps. First, we decide what our priorities are. What do we care about having enough power for, and what are we willing to live without? No amp ogre doesn't mean we can have everything. It just means that we jointly decide what's important to us and then set things up so we can have those things. We want enough light to see by. No headlamps for walking around inside the boat, cooking, or reading. We want light in the cockpit, low light for just sitting out, a little bit brighter for dinner, and brighter still for projects that extend into the evening. We want to use our laptop and tablet whenever we want, not just for a limited time per day. If we need to print something, we want to be able to. We want to be able to play music and run fans, recharge cordless tools, refrigeration, water maker. I think the fact that we decide jointly what we want is what makes us feel there's no amp ogre. We respect what we each want and try to ensure that we can both have what's important to us. For example, Dave doesn't use a computer nearly as much as I do, but he's willing to create a system that meets my needs. And while I may occasionally enjoy popcorn, I wouldn't necessarily plan to have a popper on board. But it's one of Dave's favorite snacks. We both agree that we don't have to watch movies on the boat or have an electric coffee maker, and we don't include them in our power budget. Second, we reduce the power required as much as is feasible for the things we do want. There are three main things we've done. We look for low draw options wherever we can. Replacing incandescent light bulbs with LEDs has been huge. But wherever we can also means that where a low draw alternative just isn't satisfactory, we don't use it. Case in point, I tried using a tablet as my primary computer because it took a lot less power than a laptop. The small screen, small file storage, and limited USB connectivity drove me nuts when I was trying to write articles or Google information for a project. It was not worth the amp savings, and I returned to the laptop. We use solar lights for much of our outdoor lighting. Many of the solar yard lights aren't really bright enough for our purposes, and we've learned to opt for the higher quality lights that are now being made. A solar candle rail light from Sea Dog Boating Solutions lights the steps where we land the dinghy. It also gives just the right amount of light for sitting in the cockpit. And we use Lucy lights for a dinghy light and also the bright cockpit light. Finally, we turn lights and other things off when not in use. We believe in using what we want, but also don't want to waste power. Most of our electronics stop drawing power when fully charged, but not all do. I unplug our MP3 player and the little device that makes it play on the radio when not in use. Both of them are older and draw power whenever plugged in. Inverters are also turned off when not in use. Barefoot Gal also has a well-insulated 12-volt refrigerator. It's on the small side, and we do what we can to help it run efficiently. The third piece of the puzzle is that we have ample charging, and from multiple sources. We monitor our power generation and consumption, so we know our exact battery status at any time. We have a large solar panel with an efficient charge regulator, a Honda generator, and a 75-amp shore charger. And, of course, the alternator on the engine. And the final piece, we take care of our batteries. We use lead-acid golf cart batteries, and our battery monitor ensures that we never discharge them too deeply. They're in a fairly inaccessible location, though, for checking and adding water. So we took a day and added a battery watering system. It now only takes about 2 minutes to do every 2 weeks, and the fluid level never drops to damaging levels. Well-maintained batteries hold their charge better, enabling us to get more power out of them. The combination of using as many low-draw options as reasonable, having plenty of charging capability, means that we can power the things we want to pretty much as we want. No, we can't have every electrical luxury, but that's our choice. And there's no amp ogres aboard our boat. Until next time, then. A quick reminder, I'll be at the Annapolis Sailboat Show in booth M5 with Lynn Pardee and others. Stop by. I want to meet you.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get the chance.